Guys, Jeremy Stewart here, CEO of Stewart Business and the Stewart Vision. Welcome to my first live recorded broadcast, if that makes any sense. So today I want to go into a short broadcast here to kind of talk to you guys about who I am and what I do. So let's get into it here. I'm an entrepreneur. I have experience in a lot of different areas, from ranching to entertainment, from music to TV and film, clothing branding, website design, graphic design. The list goes on. I've talked to some of the biggest, most legendary producers and artists in the world. I've dealt with people from Universal and Warner. So the list and my experience goes on tremendously. So as a musician, I go by the name of King Stewart. And right now, as King Stewart, I'm working with a producer over in Dubai who is producing music with me right now. I'm writing songs, we record those songs, and then we release them online for you guys to download and enjoy. TV film producer myself, working on various projects with TV and film, things like sport. I'm a big sports fanatic. I love sports, especially mixed martial arts and the UFC, and really any mixed martial arts league for that matter. But I'm creating TV shows wrapped around mixed martial arts and sports, creating sports shows like for TV for fishing and hunting and things of that nature. I want to bring you guys, the viewers and listeners, new content that you've not seen yet before. I want to bring content that is so unique and different that it leaves you glued to your TV screens, guys. That's the kind of content I want to create and bring to you guys. I'm a huge fisherman and I love hunting. I live in Wyoming, grew up in Kansas. So living in Wyoming, you have some of the most beautiful, amazing views, some of the tallest mountains, coldest winters, but beautiful summers. So out there when you go hunting for your elk and your deer, the experience itself is amazing. It's breathtaking. It's God's land and you're at one with God. And so to share with you guys the experience I had about 2 years ago, I went hunting with a friend of mine's dad actually. We went hunting up the mountains, way up very top on horseback, and we're hunting for elk up there. Now, it's colder than all get out. Believe me, it's colder than shit up there. So you're on horseback and you're riding through kind of this pasture up to the mountainside. And going through the mountains, whatever, it's a really beautiful view, nice, relaxing, awesome ride. And then you get to the base of the mountain and where it's kind of, you know, warm, whatever else, and it's just kind of wet, but there's no snow. As you climb that mountaintop, you start to hit a snowstorm and it gets colder than hell. And the view is beautiful though. The view is absolutely gorgeous. It's cold, but just being in nature itself and the elements around you and, you know, alone, just you and your buddy, whatever, out here hunting for elk, the experience itself, even if you don't get an elk, the experience itself is priceless. It is one of the best experiences I have personally ever experienced. And so I learned a lot from that trip itself. We didn't get an elk that time, but I learned a lot from that experience all in itself. So I've got a lot of experience with hunting and fishing, and so I want to create TV shows wrapped around that type of stuff, but more of a reality show as well as drama type shows. I also am working on creating drama shows out of other people's experiences with hunting and fishing. So again, I have a lot of creative ideas with TV and film, which I will be releasing here in the next year or so. Working with a lot of producers right now on things of this nature, working with different platforms and different places to release this content. And again, I'm a huge, like I said, a huge sports fanatic. I love sports. And so I'm also dealing with people right now who are doing bare knuckle boxing out of various states, and so, which is getting more popular in the US right now. And so I'm affiliated with guys who are doing that right now. So I will actually be going out to, our goal is to go out there and stream these bare knuckle boxing fights live for you guys. And that's where my company, the Stewart Vision, comes into play. Because with that, it's basically a platform. That platform will be designed to stream live events. Whether it's for comedy, for comedians, whether it is musicians, hip hop artists who want to battle, live fights, fashion shows, things like that. All for the independent individual. So instead of chasing a major company like Warner Universal, what I have done with the Stewart Vision is create a platform, a platform, a home, if you will, online for the independent artists, comedians, and fighters who are struggling to get noticed, who are struggling to get a record deal or get any kind of contract to pursue their careers, right? And so what I've done is create this platform and this idea for these people who are very talented to get the exposure they need and make money through their talents, through our platform. We've also been talking with a platform right now who's already the first one to ever be global, meaning they're in over 200 countries and territories right now. They're the only platform out there to actually be in over 200 countries worldwide. And so what we are doing with that is we are partnering with them to distribute our content, live stream shows, our videos and whatever else we have, to give the independent artists and independent talent the exposure they need, as well as get them paid for their talents. And so the days of the major labels are over. Those days are over. The major labels are now realizing that it's too easy and much more easy for the independent artist or comedian or whoever it is to actually make money on their own independently. They no longer need the major labels. And so where the Stuart Vision steps in at is saying, okay, hey, we're going to help you now get global exposure through our partner company. And it's streaming all live through the internet. So on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, wherever you are, you can watch. If you have internet, you can watch this stuff. And we don't want to charge outrageous amounts of money for the average person to watch a good fight or to watch a good stand-up comedy show, or a hip-hop battle. And so that is where the Stuart Vision comes in. The Stuart Vision is about helping the independent artists, independent talent, to basically make money and be major, but independently though, without having to have the majors actually controlling their talent and their art. Stuart Business will actually be the company that houses the Stuart Vision. The Stuart Business, like I said, is an entrepreneurial company dealing with various areas of business, whether it's magazines, it's entertainment, it's real estate, it's livestock. We will be dealing with all types of business, not just one. So that's the beauty of what Stuart Business offers and brands. That's what I've created with Stuart Business and Stuart Vision. I have created basically independent monster, and I've partnered with a lot of different people who are already established in this business as well. And so the Stuart Vision itself, as well as Stuart Business, will go work together. However, Stuart Business itself will house the Stuart Vision, and those things will. And we're also creating a third company that we won't really reveal the name right now. The name will stay silent right now until we're actually ready to launch that business, that company. But that company will actually also help independent talent even more so with live events. And so we have one guy right now out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, who we are potentially going to talk to and work with on Bare Knuckle Fighting, as well as a guy out of New York. So Bare Knuckle Fighting is actually getting bigger right now, and it's about to become the next big best thing. And the folks we're dealing with right now on that, the folks we're dealing with right now are very established. They're dealing with all the laws right now. They need to be dealing with whatever, passing laws, passing bills, getting things legalized to where it needs to be at. And so that's the beauty of this thing is once it's actually done, taken care of legally, and all that stuff's taken care of, then Bare Knuckle Fighting will be the next big thing. It'll be huge. And I know for a fact, I can't say any names, but from my talks with my connections who I deal with in business, there are some major UFC fighters who will be leaving the UFC to go to Bare Knuckle Fighting. I cannot say names right now. However, I will reveal those names sooner than later once it gets closer to time for that. But I do know there's a few UFC fighters who are leaving the UFC to go to Bare Knuckle. So look out for that. The Stuart Vision will also have a hand in streaming those fights live, as well as other networks. So that's kind of what the Stuart Vision's about, as well as Stuart Business. Goes a lot more into depth than that, as well as who I am as an entrepreneur and an artist. So King Stuart, as an artist, I will be doing music that is a little more, pleasing to the ear. Something new, innovative, and creative. Something that basically I want to kind of take the influence of various styles of music and bring it into one, to my own style of music. I started out doing straight up rap and hip hop. Well, as I've gotten older and seen where the trends have gone, where times have gone with music in general, I decided to say, hey, you know what? People are tired of hearing the same sound, the same message in music. See, now I grew up on oldies music. Temptations was one of the biggest groups I loved. I was only 16 years old and I was rocking out to Temptations. So there's a lot of oldies music out there in general that I've, you know, that I've grown up to, whatever, and loved. Now, I did not know as I got older, I became a musician though. So how it all began, long story short, I was in high school and I saw this group performing, and it was for a club in high school, and they performed some Boys to Men's type songs. Pretty good stuff, actually. You guys had great voices, it was awesome. So I was only, I think I was a freshman or sophomore, and these guys were seniors. They performed a few songs at our high school, whatever else, and part of this club. And when I heard that, how they sang it, how they did, I was like, wow, this is awesome. I want to try to do this. So that night, I go home, right? And I start writing lyrics. Now, mind you, I had no experience in this, didn't know what the hell I was doing, and I start writing lyrics. These lyrics were the corniest, wackest, dumbest lyrics I could have ever written in my entire life. They were comedy at best. So I tried this for, you know, a month or two, whatever. I'm like, I'm not good. I just suck. What is this going to go with? You know, where's this going to go? And so that same guy, though, in high school, him was Brent. That same guy also knew how to moonwalk. And I loved dancing, though. And so he taught me at one point in time how to moonwalk, and as well as another guy in high school. So I learned how to moonwalk in high school from a bunch of guys, from two different guys, actually. And so why this matters, it didn't matter at the time, but it matters to this day. And this is the funny story. So these two guys in high school, the one guy that I first met, who was a singer, kind of taught me how to moonwalk a little bit, because he knew how to moonwalk. And then another guy in high school, who one of his friends also, was great break dancing. He did the robot really good. And so he taught me how to moonwalk also. And I bought them every day in school. Like, hey man, show me another move. You know, how you do this? How you do that? And he would eventually, over time, taught me how to moonwalk forward, backwards, sideways, and everywhere you possibly can. So what ended up happening was, with the music itself, the lyrics itself, I taught myself basically to get in the mood, the mentality of writing poetry over time. And so over about a year or so, I would write poems here and there, whatever else, and try to get more into the hip-hop, more into the musical mentality. And I used to listen to rock and roll as well. Staind, Aerosmith, Disturbed, things like that. And so I always kind of thought, you know, wouldn't it be nice? What would it be like to actually pursue a career in music? But how do you do this? Where do you start, though? So I kind of let it go after a while. I kind of just ignored it, right? So then around the age of 18, I got this job at a Tyson's production plant, making basically processing meat. I met this guy there who actually was a rap artist, and started talking one day, did it back and forth, did it about music or whatever, and I told him I was writing some stuff down, and then he actually offered for me to feature on one of his songs. That never really happened, but what did happen though is he taught me how to write actual hip-hop verses. So over time, over the next few months, whatever, began to write more, learn how to write to actual hip-hop beats, and then I met the rest of his crew. And they actually invited me to one of their shows they were doing at Cary Park in Hutchinson, Kansas. So I go to this show they were doing, whatever. After that first show I saw them do, I was hooked. Man, I wanted to go out there and perform my own shows, do my own music. And the feeling, and it wasn't even me performing, it was these guys performing. So I wanted to then be a musician. I was hooked. I loved what I saw. I loved the energy, the vibe from them performing. I'm like, man, I want to do music myself now. So these guys basically took me under their, they had a crew. They all basically took me under their wings and taught me what I needed to know about music and hip hop. And so over time, I eventually wrote my first few songs, recorded them with a guy named Nandez at his home studio, which was really cool. He also was a producer for me, helped me produce music as well. Phenomenal beats. At the time, we were producing music that was to me was just like, wow, this is some amazing stuff here. And so now we are in a situation where, take that and fast forward till now. So again, I grew up on oldies music and I grew up on rock and roll. So the guys in this crew, they all worked on various music. Some guys like rock and roll, some guys like straight up just hip hop. You know, they all had different backgrounds and different tastes for music. Similar but different. And so I noticed though, over time doing music though, rap music to me was cool back then. But as I've gotten older though, I've seen where the times have gone with music, and music with rap music, it's gone downhill a lot. You can still do rap music, but it's how you do it that makes it effective and impactful and makes people want to buy it and listen to your music. And so me growing up on oldies, I'm like, hey, I want to do music now that has that same feel, that same message. You know, women in general are tired of being called certain names in hip hop music. They just are. They're tired of calling bad names. And so, you know, I wanted to create music that was more empowering. And you look at the oldies music, and they were huge. Oldies bands were huge. Elvis was huge. Marvin Gaye was huge. You know, Al Green was huge. And so why did ladies love this music? Because of the way it made them feel, the way they were being talked to. More respectful, more loving, more romantic. You know what I mean? And so I want to go for more of a message like that. Also incorporating into the music and to the performances, the breakdancing, the moonwalking, the smooth dance moves that I've learned. But also because I'm Latino, I'm Hispanic, I want to incorporate some Spanish elements into my music as well. And so give that real sexy, romantic, smooth, hip-hop, Latin feel, but more of an oldies element to it though. And so that's what King Stuart as an artist would be doing, is creating a music, a sound, a style that is different but and unique, but has a familiar sound and vibe to it, a feel to it, but it's still in its own world. So that's where we're at musically right now. And King Stuart will be coming out very soon. And I hope you guys will download my songs once they're out. Putting a lot of work into these songs. It's gonna be some really crazy, good, upbeat, danceable music for you guys to enjoy and love. So, in short, that is who I am as Jeremy Stuart. That is who I am as an artist. That is what you should look forward to hearing from me and seeing from me. TV shows, films, music, products, brands, all kinds of stuff we'll be producing here very, very soon. So, guys, thank you again for listening to this podcast. I'll do another podcast here very, very soon. Be sure to follow me here on Facebook as well. If you go to my Facebook pages, go to Twitter, especially Twitter. Twitter is at Stuart Business. I'll have my links there to Facebook like that. My Facebook page is Facebook Official Stuart Business. So go to facebook.com/Official Stuart Business, and you'll find me there, and I'll post all my links as well there. Be sure to share this podcast and check out other podcasts coming up very soon. Thank you guys for listening. Peace. God bless. Have a great day.